بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد On behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy, I would first of all like to extend a warm welcome to all the brothers who have attended this 26th annual youth conference of the Islamic Dawah Academy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of acquiring His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this gathering a means of us bringing a positive change in our lives. It brings much pleasure to see so many young boys, teenagers, youth, who have made the effort to come from far and wide and attend this program today. The first and foremost thing that we should embed in our hearts and minds is that we have not come, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has brought us here today. Whatever the means may have been, whoever may have been the mean, really and truly it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has invited us, who has called us, who has given us the tawfiq and opportunity to attend this program. Hence it is our duty to repay back this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by first of all renewing our intention. We all know that no action is accepted without the correct intention. So we should sit with the right intention, with the right frame of mind to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attending a majlis of ilm and dhikr, it is of utmost importance that we adhere to the adab and the etiquettes. Because if we do not do so, then we will not truly benefit from this program today. We refrain from talking, from playing on our mobile phones, from sitting in a disrespectful manner. Whatever the adab are, let us sit with these adab in mind and adhere to these adab. The third thing is that we make an intention that whatever we hear today, we will inshallah practice upon this. This is the most important aspect. This is the reason why we are here today. This is the reason why this program has been conducted. So that we can listen to the advices of the ulama and whatever is being said, whatever lessons are being imparted, we take them back home and we make them a part of our lives. If we do this, then inshallah this coming here of ours, this program of ours will be a success. Shaitan will play with our minds, he will try to distract us, and if we do make an intention or we are pondering or reflecting about making an intention, then he will tell us that not this time, maybe next year, maybe after 5 years, maybe after 10 years, maybe after 20 years when you grow old, this is when you need to come onto the deen. This is a deception of Shaitan which we should not fall to. Let us all seated here right now make this intention that whatever is being said, it is being said to me. And inshallah I will act upon whatever is being said and bring about a positive change in my life. The fourth thing is that we do not do anything which goes against the adab of this majlis, the adab of the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I request all brothers to refrain from taking photos, videos. We are here to solely focus on ourselves. We are not here for entertainment purposes. This day is for ourselves, my dear brothers. It is not about our friend who we have come with, our relative, our associate. We have given much time to everyone else, to our games, to football, to cricket, to our family, to our social network, etc. But let these days be especially between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I request everyone to keep these points in mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of barakah descending upon us.